Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalet Matzah Kitzitzah. This person found figs that were spread to dry. Okay, stop. First, some vocabulary. What are kitzitzos? Figs. What are gregores? Figs. What are te'enim? Figs. What is devela? Figs. How come so many words? We each mean different things. Kitzitzos, or kitzios. Sometimes it says kitzios, sometimes it says kitzitzos. Are figs that are in the process of drying. They're not dried yet. But you cut off part of it so some of the juice runs out and they're spread across fields. Te'ena is a fresh fig. Gregoris is a dried fig after it's completely dry. Just like you have a raisin from grapes, you have gregoris from te'ena. Devela are figs that are pressed together to form like a cake, usually in the form of a circle. Therefore, it's called igule devela. So again, kitzitzos or kitzios are figs that are in the process of drying. Te'ena is a fresh fig. Gregores are dried figs that have been dried already. Devela are figs that are pressed together to form a cake. So back to our friend over here. Matzah kitzitzos baderach. He's walking along, he looks at the floor, and he sees these figs that are in the middle of drying. So matzah kitzitzos baderach, he finds these cut figs on the road. He knows someone spread them out here to dry. Afilu b'sad stei kitzitzos. He looks to his right, and he sees a field full of cut figs. So obviously it came from there. Zok t'mishnah v'chein te'ena, same is true for a fig. Shunoita al derech. Here we have a fig tree. Its branches are leaning or hanging over the road. And someone looks on the floor and sees te'enim there, underneath the branches. It's pretty obvious that it fell from the tree. In both cases, mutaris mashim gazel. If you ask a rav al tzilchas gazela, you can take them. They're considered hefker. No, once they're considered hefker, automatically a paturis min ha'maiser. Not only can you take them, you can take them without separating maisers. We understand that the Bailim were miyayish themselves. They gave up hope of figs that fall from the tree that's leaning over the road, or dried figs that somehow get away from the main figs that are drying and they're wandering on the road. However, says the Mishnah, Bazeisim uba charuvim. If you find zeisim, if you find olives, charuvim or caribs, where do I find them? Here too, on the road, underneath an olive or a carob tree. Here we say chayavim. The Bailim don't give up hope. They want them back. And therefore, if you find that A, you have to return it, and B, the owner is going to have to take off maizus when he does return it. Now, what's the reason for this? Why are we assuming that the Bailim are mafker, they give up hope about the kitzitzos and the te'ena that's underneath the tree? But yet, no, when it comes to zeisim and the cheruvim, they think and want it back. Zakta bat tenura, it's pashat. If we can see the bat tenura perhaps inside, ubezeisim ubacharuvim chayavim, fisha'ena bailim is yayshim. The bailim don't give up hope on the olives and the caribs. Shemarisai machiach olav shemailin zenafal. You look at this and you look up and you see it fell from this tree. Well, why don't we say the same for the fig? Aval te'ena, but a fig continues the bat tenura, im nefilasa, as it falls, nemesis, it becomes repulsive. I guess like squash, it just doesn't look right afterwards. It doesn't keep its shape, so you don't know from which tree it is. And that's why the Bailim, to start with, say, forget it. Forget about the figs that fall from the tree. He doesn't think he's going to get it back. Once he's miyayish himself, you can take it, and it's also pater and maestros. Now, what is it then of matzah gregoris? He finds not figs that are in the process of drying. They're half dried. He finds figs that have been completely dried. They weren't found near a field of dry figs. So I don't know who the owner is. There's no simon on it. So as far as Hilchas HaShavas Aveid is concerned, he can keep it. There's no simon on it. As far as Hilchas Maisris would be concerned, it's not so pashut. What do you mean? It's Hefker. Right, but when did it become Hefker? If it was Nigmru Melachton, still in the Rishus of the Balabas, and became Hefker only afterwards, it already has a Chiyuv Maisris on it. So here's my Shaila. Were these figs lost after it was Nigmru Melachton? So the Chiyuv Mice already clicked into place, or they lost beforehand. If they were lost before it was Nigmaru Malachta, that means by the time Meiser came in the picture, it was already Hefker, and therefore there won't be a Chiyuv Meisers. So the Mishnah gives us a rule. What's the rule? Once again, Matzah Gregorois, he finds these dried figs. Zok the Mishnah, Im Darsu Roiv B'nei Adam. If most people already squashed their dried figs and put it into barrels. Because if you remember, that's the Gemar Malacha for dried figs. They're pressed into barrels. And there were certain seasons that it was done. So if Roiv people in this town, Mestam already did it. So Chayiv. So I'm going to assume that whoever owned these figs did it also, but somehow got lost afterwards. So Enochanami, you may keep it. It doesn't have a simen, but you have to take off Maisers. Vim Lav, if most of the people in the city didn't press their dried figs into the barrel yet, and pressing them into a barrel, again, is the Gemar Malacha for dried figs, and you can make an assumption that the ones he found were not squashed yet, and he's not Mechuyev to be Mafresh Maisers, because they were Hefker at the time the Chiyuv Maisers clicked into place. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. What is the din of Matzah Filchei Devela? He found pieces cut from a cake of figs, from a fig cake. So what they did with the Igulei Devela was, like we explained earlier, they would take figs, press them together, section by section, then form the sections into a circle. That was our Igulei Devela, our fig cake. So Matzah, he found Pilchei Devela. He found one of these sections of this cake. Zok the Mishnah, Chayev, he asked to be Mafresh Maisres. Sheyidua Shehem Yidavar Gamer. I know this was finished before it was lost. With the Gulei Devela, this is the Gemar Malacha, when you press it into the round cake. So if I found a piece that was cut from such a cake, I know it was Nigmar Malachta in the hands of the Balabas. Zok the Mishnah Vayter v'charuven. When it comes to carobs. So here we're not talking about lost carobs. Here we're talking about stam carobs. We want to know when the Gemar Malacha is. Zok the Mishnah, Ad shelo kenasan l'roish hagag. Before you make a pile out of it, b'roish hagag, on the top of the roof, these carobs were brought up to the top of the roof, spread out to dry, and when they dried, they made a pile out of it. So that's the Gemara Malacha. If you're before that point, Zok the Mishnah, Moirid Mehem lebehema, you can take some down for your behema, and you can feed the behema while potter, you're still potter from separating maestros. But only his behema. He can't eat it. Why? Because you took them down from the roof. Because I took them down from the roof. What's that have to do with anything? So the Batanur explains, if you take them down from the roof, people are going to think, it's fully dried. It's finished. It's Nigmar Malachta. And the Balabas is eating without taking off Maisras? If he's standing up on the roof, so you see that it's not finished. You see that they're still spread out to dry. Why am I letting him feed it to his animals? Carobs are not your standard animal food. Most of the time it's reserved for people. So Chazal or Mishai, how a person thinks. A person's going to pass by, he's going to say, he's feeding carobs to his animals. Mestam, they're not finished yet, they're not ready for people. So again, the owner can eat them on the rooftop, because there you see, it's not piled up yet, it's still dry. If you take it off the roof, you can feed it to your behemoth. Because then people will also come. If he's feeding it to his behemoth, it's probably not ready yet. But what does the Mishnah want with these last words? The Mishnah finishes off by saying, the reason he can take it off the roof and feed it to his behemoth is mipnei shehu machzer es hamoiser. Because he's going to return what's left over, the leftover carobs, he'll bring them back up to the roof. What do we mean here? Because l'chayr there's a kasha. If he's taking the carobs off the roof to feed to the behemoth, so what's he saying? He's saying, I don't plan to dry them. For me, they're finished already. So if for you they're finished already, why are we letting you feed it to the behemoth? Remember what we said. Feeding it to the behemoth and achila saroy are the same. Whenever it's mutter for a person to eat achila saroy, you can feed it to the behemoth. You don't have to give the behemoth a snack. You can give the behemoth a full meal. That's the same as achila saroy. So if we're letting him feed it to the behemoth, that means it's not finished. But if he's taking it down to feed it to the behemoth, he decided that it is finished, because he's not letting it dry. So on that, the Mishnah answers, Neshu machzer es hamoiser, being that what's left over what the behemoth is not going to eat, he's going to bring back up to the roof. So it's not called Nigmara Malachtai. He never really separated these cherubim from the main bunch, which is waiting to be dried. V'haraya, if the behemoth will take it, fine. If not, he's putting it right back. The fact that he would return the leftover, that shows us that we don't consider these cherubim Nigmara Malachtai, and therefore he can feed it to the behemoth. We just don't want him to eat it because people aren't going to understand that it's not Nigmar Malachtai. They're going to see him taking it down that looks like it's Nigmar Malachtai. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. If someone finds figs spread out to dry and they're cut in such a way, which we know they were set out to dry, the lower part of the fig was clipped so the juice should run out, finds them on the road, even if he finds them on the side of a field, of figs that were spread out to dry, or for that matter, he walks underneath a fig tree. The fig tree is leaning over the road. He finds figs underneath. They're mutar mishum gazel. He can take them. There's no iser gazel. The bialim probably were miyayish, gave up hope on these things. They're also patur min amaisus, like any peres hefker that are patur amaisus. But that's only with the dried figs or with the te'enim. Even the fresh figs underneath the te'ena tree. However, same case with olives or charuvim, or the carobs, would be mechuyev in meisen, would be aser mishum gzeila. Because with zesim and charuvim, the bailim probably were not miyayish themselves. They didn't give up hope. Because you can recognize them. They're similar to the peiris that were up on the tree. Everyone knows it came from that tree. As opposed to a te'ena, which is soft, once it falls, it gets crushed, it loses its sur. So the bialim, they forgot about the tanum that fell. Don't even think about it. Forget it. If he finds dried figs, just to chazer over what we said, there are ktsitsois, those are figs that are in the middle of drying. They're tanum, those are the fresh figs. Gregorais are figs that have already been dried. They're finished. They're like the same as raisins are with grapes. That's what gregorais are with figs. So what's the gmar malacha for dried figs when they're pushed into the barrel? So if most of the people already pushed them into the barrel, then the one who finds it would be mechuyev to take off maisris, because mistam it comes from someplace that was already nigmru malachta, and that happened before it was lost. If most of the people didn't push them into the barrel yet, because this was done in seasons, so the one who finds it is potter to take off maisris, because it came from a batch that was loy nigmaru malachta. Now, right now it's hefker regardless. The question is, when the chi of maish was clicked into place, was it hefker then or not? If it was already nigmaru malachta, and then somehow it got lost, there's already a chi of maish on it. But if most people didn't finish off yet, we assume it got lost before it was nigmaru malachta, and therefore, there never was a chi of maish that was clicked into place when it had an owner, and that's why it's potter. So again, ktsitsos are figs that are in the middle of drying. Te'ena is a fresh fig. Gregorais, totally dried figs. What's devela? Devela means pressed figs that are pressed into a cake. Usually it was done in a circle called igule devela. And we learned in the Mishnah about a person that found a pilche devela, like one of the pieces of the cake, one of the sections. And you see the te'enim are pressed into each other. He's mechuyev to take off maestris, because we know for a fact it came from something that was finished already, was pressed into place. Then we learned about baksa, about charuvin carobs, that a person spreads out on his roof to dry. As long as he didn't make a pile on his roof after they finish drying, he can bring them down from the roof to feed his behema. Feeding your behema and achilas aroya are on the same level. Whenever it's mutter to have achilas aroya, you can feed your behema. Does not have to take off any maestris before he feeds his behema. We said when he brings them down from the roof, he himself can't eat it because it looks like he decided he doesn't want to dry them. So why is he eating without taking off maestris? On the roof where he's standing and you're putting it down to dry, we see it wasn't finished yet. There he can eat. But for his behema, he can take it down to eat. People will realize if he's feeding it to his behema, they're not finished yet. Normally people don't feed these things to a behema. It must be like only half done. And therefore there's no marasayan issue. Aye, why don't we say, once he takes it down and decides to give it to his behemah, so that alone shows us he doesn't intend to dry it anymore, and Mela should be a real chi of Maishas, not just Salsmarasayan? The reason we don't say that is because if something is going to be extra that the behemahs don't eat, he'll bring it back up. So Mela, it belongs to the main batch over here that's not Nigmaru Melachter.